This call is being recorded.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Oh, good. Driving home from work.
How's the new car?
I wouldn't know.
You didn't get one yet?
I don't get the new car.
Your new car.
My wife's new car.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
It's nice. So the hour I drove it home from Bridgeport.
Well, there you go.
Brother Begley, how soon we forget.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, Jason, do you have my tree planted yet?
Have what?
Do you have my tree planted yet?
I got a bunch of trees. I cut a bunch down, but there's a few big sycamores real crooked and, you know, go every which way, I'll put you under.
Please do. And you might want to go ahead and post-hole dig a starting point there because it may not be long.
All right. I'll get my kids on it.
All right.
Hush now. Oh, boy. Hey, Jason, will you please update the spreadsheet when on the Google share when you get a chance? There's also one thing. Can you add a column for the officer responsible?
For
the task, for each task?
Oh, okay. Yeah, on that spreadsheet, yeah. You're talking about the five keys or whatever spreadsheet?
Yes, the five focus areas.
Focus, that's it. Yeah, I have one. That's not a problem.
Thank you. Hello, JG.
What's up?
Oh, not much. It's a gorgeous day here in Nashville.
You know what, Tom? We're actually, our football team will be in Murfreesboro Saturday, but I'm not making that trip this time. Kind of dismayed that one.
Gosh darn it. I had the day free.
Dang. Yeah, I can't make that.
Well, too bad. Did you get my email with Alan's information?
I did, and I will use that. I've got a shell right now that I've got to finish up, but I appreciate that. Cool. One other thing I want to mention, Tom, I was reviewing, and I know we're getting ready to talk about it, but I was reviewing the bylaws with that reference to the undergraduate advising or guidance. I do have a highlighted copy of the Constitution I'm going to send you.
Okay.
To see if it matches up with some of the things you may have found.
Well,
I haven't deleted it yet, but I haven't deleted the references yet, but I just wanted to highlight them first.
Good. I'm glad you did that. I haven't actually looked at it.
Okay.
I was going to wait for you to do it, to not do it, but to review it. And let me see what you got, and then we'll talk about it, you know.
Okay.
All right. That's the necessary evil. All right, I know two that are not going to make it. I assume that Brother Folio will be on here in a minute, and Jordan will be on soon. Just give it another minute or two. This should be a short call.
Who did you say wouldn't be on?
Eric Baldwin is in flight, and Craig Winkleman is
driving to see his girlfriends, and he'll not be able to get phone service.
No, it's actually fiance, according to the text.
We have elevated.
We have elevated.
All right.
So, good for him. Yeah.
about the Mountaineers?
Please, dear God. I avoided all of that this week.
What a great week for a bye, right?
Yeah.
They'll do great this weekend.
At least we
no disappointment in sight.
At least we still have a winning season.
Yeah.
That's meaningless. Yeah.
Come on, boys. Don't give up hope. We got a week and a half of prep.
The problem is the trend that Holgorsen's had is that the teams regress throughout the year instead of get better. So I'm not hopeful.
Yeah. Get some optimism.
I 30 years of disappointment.
How long has Holgorsen been there?
9 years.
Yeah, eight or nine, that sounds right. Make eight.
Yeah, I remember back in the days when Bobby Bowden was the coach.
Yeah.
Why the hell did you run him off?
No.
Oh, no, we didn't run him off. That damn tomahawk sound grabbed him.
I'm sure we didn't do him any favors either.
But his son continued to play for West Virginia, didn't he?
Yep. I'm checking on Folio Jordan. All right, you know what? Let's just go. We'll make this quick. With four of us, I don't think we've got a quorum. So we'll go through quickly. Oh, Allie can't be on, and it doesn't look like Keenan's joining us either. So, John, just call the roll, please, and then we'll say we don't have a quorum and just go through what we got to go through.
Bob Lofter, AP68. Anthony Greeley, AP359. Ken Burko, AP367. Patrick Farley, AP67 historian.
Here.
Jordan Feathers, AP438 VP Chief Risk Officer. Greg Winkleman, VP Fundraising, is out. Jason Hyatt, AP466 VP Chief Information Officer.
I'm here.
Thanks, Jason. JG's here. Patrick Folio, AP147 Treasurer. Eric Baldwin, Chief Operating Officer, is not on the call. Matt Loff, AP628, Executive VP. And Tom Bagley, AP284, President and Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
We do not have quorum, Tom.
All right, just make sure you make note of that in the minutes. And there's really no change from last month with Council of Advisors. And it's been really quiet with the student chapter, so there's really nothing to go there. nothing is happening from any of the regional leaders that I've heard to follow up with anything that's going on, which is okay. Patrick, why don't you give us just a quick update on where things stand for the 40th?
I will, and just for Brother Lockner, we probably will have our annual Founders Day gathering for the Pittsburgh region in early December. We usually have that down at Beer, Bacon, and Bourbon.
Cool.
So I'm sure that we'll probably be pulling that together in the near future to get a gathering for the fall. The 40th, I've been in touch so far unsuccessfully with Rachel Marshall. Oh, sorry, folks. That was Hogwarts. I've been in touch with Rachel Marshall, who is the event planning person at the Holiday Inn in Morgantown. And we're going to be confirming our menu with her, hopefully, in the next few days. We've also been able to move away from the pre-registration for hotel on October 1st. And we had a pretty good turnout. We had at least a dozen rooms, didn't we, Tom, that were early bird registrations?
16 room reservations.
16 for early bird registration, which really is a good number considering it's that far in advance of the event in April. So I'm looking from Chrissy to get an update on the newest link for regular registration to the hotel. People can still call the hotel, but we want to get that link so that we can advertise it on our websites and social media, as well as possibly some things that will be going out in hard copy mail relatively soon. We also have been looking at the budget. I spoke with Patrick Folio this past week, and we've had a brief conversation with Tom about that. At the 30th anniversary, the per person cost was around $67. The 35th anniversary, which, as we know, did not happen, was sitting at a per person cost of just over $100, about $105, $106. Currently, based on the information that we know, we're using a base number of about $120 per person for registration for the event. I'm hoping to whittle that down after I have some conversations with Rachel at the hotel and see if we can get a better deal for the food items than what's listed on the menu that she sent to me. Now, I will say that the menu I've been going off of to come up with some of these numbers was sent to me last April. So if she's got an updated one that she's going to provide me, then that will certainly enter into the conversation. But we'll be looking at putting the food cost in there. We'll have some other costs, like there's a mailing that Tom wants to do in snail mail to get some information out. That'll be a cost of ours. We also currently, since we're having the ritual of initiation at the hotel as one of the locations, that room on Friday to rent all three ballrooms at the hotel is a price tag of $1,000. However, if I do my job diligently, I should be able, hopefully, to get that down to around $500. The other location that we're going to be using at the Mountain Lair will be free of charge because the student organization is actually reserving those rooms for us there. Tom has put out a message to National Office, and Tom, I didn't see a response. I don't know whether you did.
I got a call from James Maloney that I missed at 4:30 my time. So
okay.
I should have an update shortly.
And actually, if I switch over to, I was trying to see if I had anything up to date here on mine. I do not see any response either. The question of the National Office was the setup of the ritual of initiation at the hotel using their three ballrooms. Tom and I each heard the setup requirements a little differently. So we're trying to get a confirmation on that, because if it goes the way Tom thinks it does, which we all hope it does, then we only need two locations for the ritual of initiation, because Tom's thinking that there's probably going to be between 80 and 90 associates that'll be going through initiation on Friday, the 12th of April. If it if I heard correctly, then we're going to have to finalize a third location for the ritual of initiation so that we are able to get all of these men through ritual on Friday. We're really having a conversation also about when we can start that day. A lot of that depends on when the installation initiation officer and assistant officer can get in. But if they're not thinking of starting the actual ritual itself till 5 or 6 o'clock, it's going to be a very long day if we only have two locations. So that is in process. What am I not thinking about, Tom? Oh, I put out an email to some people about being on the team of an ROI team of only alumni of our chapter. And we've gotten some responses in from that. Of course, Jay Morano is going to be the point person that day, kind of in charge to make sure things are going smoothly. And his ritual officer duties, one of his thoughts is that we should have 3 alumni for each position of initiation, trained and ready to go in case somebody can't get to town or, give some rest in between so they don't have to do it for the full initiation period. So we're going to be looking probably in the vicinity of about 2021 alumni to be available and ready to do the ritual of initiation. We've gotten responses from about, 6 or 7?
Yeah.
That they would be interested in doing so, and they've even mentioned what parts they might like to play. So if anybody on this call also would like to be in it, what Tom and I were kind of laughing about is, in all of my historical duties for the chapter, I have never played a part in the ritual of initiation. It was my fall of my senior year when we brought the chapter back. And then the following spring, I was not an officer. Bob Lochner was Archon at that time. And I was on my way out the door. They were shushing me out with a broom. So I really never, I've observed many of them. When I worked on staff, I observed many, many rituals of initiation, but I've never participated. So I didn't feel comfortable volunteering to be one of those. And if any of the rest of you would like to, please send me an email and we'll get you going with Jay on that communication. I think that's about it, Tom, unless you can think of something we've talked about that I haven't hit on.
Yeah, just, with that $120 per person cost, I think that that's going to be reduced. When we look at the old budgets, and I went back over them, the 35th and the 25th included alcohol, which was a significant cost for us. We, by risk management rules, have got to have a cash bar. So that's going to significantly cut down the cost of the event. So it's the real costs that I can think of. And I'd like to schedule a call with you, Patrick, to go over, the budget, the line items, even before we finalize it.
Oh, absolutely.
The real items are going to be the room rental for Saturday or Friday night. We're going to have that event, the quote unquote chapter drink, whatever we're going to call it. We're going to put out some appetizers and they might have a facility charge because it's going to be late. We're going to have the room rental. We're going to have a banquet cost, the per person cost for the food. There'll be a cash bar. There might be some charges for AV and for, bartenders and things like that for the event.
For the cash bar.
We have gifts that we've got to present to the initiation teams, plus the chartering officers, and party favors. And then also, it's not going to be included, but there'll be a separate merchandise. We're going to publicize a special edition golf shirt, t-shirts for the 40th. We'll be putting those out for the guys. Beyond that, it's, there's really not going to be that many costs. So I feel confident again, just eyeballing the past budgets that will be under $100 per person. Maybe even more. Oh, also one line item that we did do in the past that we'll do this year is we're going to subsidize part of the cost for the student members so that they're not paying, they don't have to pay as much as we do. They're budgeting for it in their spring budget to make sure that everybody's there, but we're going to subsidize that cost so that we can take, you know, $20 off or so like that per person. So, but I do feel confident we're going to get under 100.
And then so, there will be a couple of, I didn't know if I heard you mention the reception before the dinner.
Yes.
On Saturday. And there might be a couple of other costs of a few other minor receptions that we want to have in the weekend. So correct. Other than that, I agree with Tom that I think it will probably be less than $100 a person.
We'll get the reception for the 78 rechartering group will be held, and the Black Diamond group will be held, and then the reception, just the general cocktail hour before the banquet. But again, that's going to be a cash bar, so the cost should be
in that. That'll be in that hallway outside the ballrooms. The two other receptions, Tom, we may be able to sponsor in your suite.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. So that will be it. What else did I forget? That's it. But we'll go through that. We need to have these numbers out soon. The invitations, the actual, we're going to send out hard copy invitations. I've asked Jason to start a campaign on getting refreshing the contacts, asking guys to update their contact information to make sure that the numbers are true. Jason's already gotten updates in the last several years from over 140 people. So I think that's a good start. If we could bump that over 200, it would be even better. Patrick Folio and I talked yesterday, and we both felt like the 25th was very well attended, and that was the one where we sent out hard invitations. So we're going to do that.
And so that's, Tom, we're going to go both snail mail and electronic for invite.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Registration will all be electronic, but we are going to send those out sometime early January.
Jason, so, as soon as I get a finalized number per person, then you're going to be able to throw registration up on the website, correct? Is he out digging a hole under a tree for me?
I'm here. Sorry. What was that?
Put the post hole digger down. Yeah, when we finalize the number per person for the cost, then you'll be able to throw that up on the website, right?
Yeah, I can get the registration and all that up pretty quickly. I'm going to work on a page tonight or tomorrow night, landing page at least, get the logo out, all that stuff, at least so that there's something to click on for now and then coming soon. But yeah, once we have the final cost, I mean, it's not hard. I just modified basically the same RSVP page. I need to know.
Thank you, Jason. And for the rest of you, that's something, Tom, we didn't mention. We did finalize the 40th anniversary logo for our chapter. Jason, do you have that you could show on screen for John to take a look at? Or John, have you seen it?
Didn't I send that out? I sent that out.
I can send it out to everybody. I'm not on a computer right now, but I can email it to the board. I don't know that we actually sent it to the whole board.
I apologize. I thought I had done that. But yeah, go ahead and send that. Resend it.
It's a pretty thing.
Pretty slick.
Yep. All right. We'll keep everybody updated, but yeah, the registration page. And as soon as we get that budget, we will open up registration and start pumping in electronically. And a sustained drive on that through social media, will be had. Anything else? 67.
That's it for me.
All right. Great. Okay. Jason.
Yeah.
What you got?
So I guess piggybacking off of what Patrick said and what you were saying, I'm going to work on over the next month. I'm going to try to sit down this weekend and get things scheduled so that we can have a consistent message about the 40th coming up and about getting good contact info. Like Tom said, I have about 140 updates that we've received in the last 4 years. Good reason to believe most of those are probably accurate, but I'd like to get anything that's older updated. I can kind of target to the people and say, hey, well, last time we got your info, I need it up now. So I'm going to work on that, really try to concentrate on that mostly. We'll throw some social media good to updating the info. So if anybody, you talk to anybody, just mention it. Simple as wvpodcast.org/update. I mean, it's real easy to go to, real simple and quick to do. Do it from the phone, do it from whatever. It autofills if you got autofill on your phone. Other than that, just still work on trying to get social media, just basic stuff out, getting content out. But really going forward, we're going to be ramping up communication around the 40th, around getting info updated so that we can get really good. I know they're going to mail invitations, but we don't want to, you know, I probably have 600 addresses on file. I'll be surprised if, you know, 200 of those are accurate. So we don't want to waste a bunch of money mailing to old addresses, bad addresses, whatever it may be. Other than that, that's really all I have. I've been working on the five areas of focus. I've updated the website to include links for the family member program and the legacy program. So if you know anybody, I know Jerry's son's in college right now. Tom's, there's a few guys right now whose kids are in Morgantown, WVU freshmen, that would be perfect, you know, legacy referrals. So I think we all love, would be awesome to initiate a couple of those alongside everybody come spring. So if you know anybody.
Yeah, I think what we've got to do is if we know that there's a kid, we've got to send the referral form to just prompt the prompt the dad to put that in.
Yeah, we can do that. So if anybody knows of anybody, let me know, and I'll do that. I'll get a kind of an email template saying, hey, you know, we know your son's going to be going WVU here this, you know, this year, next year. Don't forget, we have a great legacy program. Fill this out, you know, whether they're interested or not. And the good thing with the legacy program is PICAP National will reach out to the kids. They're also going to send them Greek info, period. So, you know, I think we all love our kids and everybody would love them to go PICAP, but even if they go to another college and there's no PICAP chapter there, or we all know every chapter is different, every university, the kid may go Greek somewhere else, but it'll help build the Greek system too. So in general, I think it's just a good thing to get in. And then the family member program, so I'll probably push more next spring after we're done with this. I signed my kids up. They got slid to the back, so I'm curious to see, but they send a gift. They'll send regular mailings, birthday things, things like that. So once I get something, I'll kind of update you guys on that. And then come spring, once I've seen what it's all about, I'll really be able to push that.
Cool.
Jason, make sure that you get information out to see our PIAT.
We're already on that.
Okay. Yep.
Jay already, I think, filled it out.
Yep. Keenan is already working on him. So we got Ross Turner, Jerry Crispin's son, CR's son, and then next fall, my son.
Oh, so. God.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yep. So.
Okay, Begley, soon you'll be historian.
No. Cool. All right. Johnny?
Sorry, off mute. Appreciate it. I've got, thanks to Tom, an alumni update that I'll be pushing out in the next newsletter. Hope to have that done sometime tomorrow to be able to push out. And then, Jason, I sent you an email this afternoon. I don't have the May minutes from 2018. I was out with a knee issue. And I think I mentioned I would do a transcribing of a recording. Do we record?
Yeah, and it might be on the website. If not, I'll get it on the website and send you a link.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks. Tom, that's all I got right now.
All right, I appreciate it. Okay, I am going to go quickly through the five areas of focus. There's a couple of updates, and I just want to make sure that everybody who's on this call is good. So the first category is infrastructure, and we are all completed on that. There's a census that gets done at the in the spring that I'll do, and then the IRS Form 990 that Patrick does in the spring will be done. Next category is information. We are good. There's two open items right now, which is the local history. Jason, your initiative on there was to collect, digitize, and post photos in a brand new section. So just, you know, even if it's a couple, if you can get that up on the website and then just periodically put some up, that would be killer.
I'm going to try to just link it to the Google Drive. So as Jay and everybody uploads pictures, it just throws it into a slideshow. But if nothing else, I can get a dozen pictures up and we can at least check mark that.
Yeah. Just again, the two goals that I would have for that is making it aesthetically look good and easy to kind of navigate through the pictures. And two is if you do link it, make the link easy so that they can navigate back and forth to be able to scroll through those pictures as easily as possible.
Yeah, it'll be embedded.
Okay. And you were also, well, 67 was supposed to give you the history, which I think he did. Is that posted up on the website yet?
Yeah, it's up under documents.
Okay, so I'm going to put completed.
And Tom, if I can interrupt for just a second. Jason, did you receive the Monticola information I sent to you of all of the pictures of the different years from 1929 to 1937? Of Pi Kappa Phi and the Monticola?
I got it. I don't know that I did anything else with
it. Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure you got it. At least you got those pictures as well.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We'll work those in. I probably put them on. Yeah, we'll get those worked in.
Thank you. Sorry, Tom.
No worries. The next category, interaction. This is pretty much all done. The two outstanding items are the segmented event, which will hold the, it'll be completed when we have the 40th. And then a graduating senior ritual, Jordan, Pat Folio, and Jay are going to be performing that when the seniors are ready in April of 19. Involvement, there are a few open items. Ability Experience fundraiser, we're going to have to do something during the rechartering celebration. And Patrick, I forgot to mention that. Let's think just, again, simple. A 50-50, a raffle, anything simple to raise money for the Ability Experience, and we'll complete that task. The other item we're working on right now, I've got an email back to, we're still working on that Journey of Hope for the Pittsburgh region. That will meet that. I got a one-page summary from Stepping Stones that I sent along to the Ability Experience headquarters. I'm waiting to hear back from the leadership team at the Ability Experience. So that's looking like we're going to go. And then we sent the challenge information. So we should have hit every single one of those categories here this year. And then investment. We still have not completed any of, well, yes, we have. Just a quick update. Patrick just asked to send in the $500 contribution for the foundation appeal. I have not yet talked or initiated the scholarship, but I will. We have created the legacy referral. We have supported the Council of Advisors. We will work. Jordan is working on the alumni initiate referral, And we are currently working on the mentorship program. The associates are working to provide me a spreadsheet with the areas of interest, career interest, and then we're going to start pairing up guys. We'll announce that. We'll get that up and running. So, you know, the good news is that I literally think we're going to meet every single one of the categories. So we will qualify for Master Chapter. Very, very confident of that. So
what is the timeline for that to be completed?
May of next year.
So you're counting the previous Journey of Hope here in Pittsburgh on that list?
No. If we've got the wheels in motion and the plans are set, it'll qualify.
I mean, we did have a representative show up this past year.
Yes, I know. And they recognize that. They acknowledge that.
Right.
If push comes to shove and that they ask, then I'll make sure I clarify that. And that's what we've done. But
okay.
I think we're more than in good shape. Let me just see. Excel's. Yeah, we're fine because there's two exceeds in the service thing. So, you know, even if we don't have the Journey of Hope count from last fall, as long as we have the fundraising thing during the 40th, we'll qualify and we'll be fine.
Okay.
That's it. The only thing that I'll ask, and if John, if you could put this out in the minutes, is just review this. Review the five area spreadsheets. Make sure that you've got the tasks that are assigned to you under control. That would be all I would need to do to make sure that everything is moving in the way that it needs to move without prompting. Beyond that, there's really, again, it's a quiet time. Baldwin has just been, and I know that Jason and Patrick can empathize with him, but Baldwin's been just completely inundated with work with his new job. He's just busier than hell, but he has told me we're going to convene the strategic planning committee and we'll get that worked out. We do have a little bit of time because the university has acquiesced in terms of the undergraduate election. So we're going to be on a cycle that the new officers aren't going to be initiated until the end of the semester. So we're good. Even if we go into deep into the fall semester, we'll be all right. So I'm good there. And beyond that, yeah.
Will Keenan still be Archon?
No, Keenan's term will be up at the end of December. So I am instructing him on senior leadership from the back row and what that means.
Right.
So working on all those seniors. But the bench is deep there with the guys that could take over that role. So I feel very good.
Felt that he was like Moses getting all the Hebrews over there to the place.
Yeah.
Having to watch from a distance while the new chapter is installed with a different Archon.
Yes. It's all right. We'll recognize him somehow at the chartering event.
All right.
Because he's done a ton of work. He's he's had his share of headaches and gray hairs. All right. Guys, so just one quick note, because the third Wednesday is the day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to move up the call until the second week of November, November 14th at 6. So if you guys would mark your calendars. And Jason, one thing I would like for you to do is resend the recurring invitations. And if you could put a reminder, like a alert, 24 hours in advance, that would save, I think, a lot of time and effort so that guys are not forgetting.
Yeah, I can do that. I can send out an ICS file and they add it right to your calendar.
Yep, that'd be great. Just tell them to do it. All right, anything else? fellas?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All right, great. John, do me a favor. When you get these minutes done, if you could just shoot them to the entire board and ask them to read it, that would be very helpful. All right, guys.
Thank you
all for being on. Appreciate the time.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Bye.